Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a list back? Prayer list? I want to welcome everyone today. All I know is this is the place to be. Because let me tell you, there's snow there, there's floods there, there's ice coming this way, and there's love bugs. Well, we have love bugs. We can get over that after a couple of weeks. Just make sure. Oh, you know how to get love bugs off your car before they eat a hole in it? Dryer.
What?
Dryer sheets.
Oh, like Bounce?
Well, I use the cheap stuff, but yeah, dryer sheets.
Okay, like Bounce, though.
Bounce is not the cheap stuff. I'm talking about like 99 for a dollar. But yeah, it works good. But the weather doesn't seem that good everywhere else to me. I don't know. Cy has got some good news for us. Now, it's not permanent. We don't know how far it's going to go. But the prayer list and the request that they sent out some time ago, he got a response about a young from a young lady whose mother has qualified herself 3 or 4 years ago to be a kidney donor. And she is the right blood type. So now it's all up to the, so I guess, the doctors and the testers to see if the doctors will. Here's the problem. Talking about ageism. Lady's 65, or she's older than 65 now, and she signed. The donor's 65, older 65. And they're saying, well, I may just be too old to take a kidney from her. I'm thinking, if I was, how old's Renee? Well, that's a match set. Yeah, I'm good with that. Tell that doctor to go on and do it. And she probably would like to tell the doctor to go on. So there is at least some hope right there for Renee's kidney transplant. And how soon was she going on dialysis anyway?
I think next week.
And get that to hold her over till she can find the right donor. So that's good. She's what, A positive? What is her blood type? What is her blood type?
B positive.
Well, that's what she needs to do, is B positive. That's a bad joke. Any other announcements? Miss Nancy's out seeing her doctor today, having tests done. So she's done her, Bobby Joe came in and from his northern home to take Mama in there, so that's really good. So she's got somebody with her. Any other announcements we need to make? Anything else going on? Here, 2 o'clock Saturday, War Room. Popcorn will be provided. Maybe candy bars, and maybe some caramel corn, and maybe not. And then next week will be the dinners for the men and for the women separately on Tuesday, meeting at the restaurants, and they are called what? What? Pennies. It's in the bulletin. Read it Sunday. Sunday will also be our annual congregational meeting. If you're a member here, we will get you a ballot, and the physical reports from the past year will also be available for anyone that would like to have one. So that'll be our business session after the church. It does not take place at the service or anything. After the church service, that will be going on at Sunday afternoon this week. Any other Norm has got an announcement. Ta-da!
Going to have our first grandchild. My son, who's in his early 40s, they've been working on it for years.
Working on it.
I ain't saying nothing about that line. I'm just being nice.
We don't know the gender, but it's due in September. So.
It.
It's an it right now.
He's 40.
He's 44.
Well, how was our son when he hit a child? Yeah.
She's like 42.
We were in our 21s when we had our daughter. Our life was a lot easier when you're in your 21s than when you're in your 44s. How old is she? 40. Oh, youngster. Yeah, you're going to hear some stories. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Keep us updated. That is wonderful. And your name's going to be what? Normetta?
I
had a woman tell me the other day her name was whatever her name was. I said, now that's an unusual name. I haven't heard that in a long time. Veda Grace. I think it was Veda Grace. So the only Veda I ever met was your all's aunt. I said, that's not used a lot. She said, it was each of my grandmother. One was a Veda and one was a Grace. I said, okay, that would make sense. You got naming rights are very important. You know, in the old days, they paid you for naming rights or a baseball field. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Which one, nurse, which one do we want, 40 or 70? 70? Okay, I don't know. Huh? Well, the 70's good. Yeah, much better. We're glad to hear that. And, Myra, I'll pick on you again. Any update for Mr. Chris? Your husband? To see the doctor himself. Now, is he apt to say we're going to have surgery today, or is he still going to be doing testing? Or you know, you seem like a very nice and sweet lady, but saying to your husband, "Let's get it over with," is not really that what he wants to hear. He would like proceed or advance, but just get this over with. Hard-hearted bunch today. Anyone else? Anyone else? We thank you, O Lord, for the strength you've given to us, for the good health that you've given to us, and we pray for those who do not have the good health, who need time of recovery, who need strengthening, and the caregivers that they have. We pray a blessing upon our community, our state, our country, and this world. And pray that they will be much better than the Hebrews were in the olden days when they would not hear the word repent. So bless the wisdom to the leaders. Give us your grace and kindness and the ability to outreach to others. We pray a thanksgiving for all that we have. In Jesus' name, amen. Becky has a real, well, we both have a good friend. He was a four-time Vietnam vet. And when we had our sheep up in Kentucky, every time we would be gone, he'd come over and stay for hours and hours at a time with the sheep. And I think Agent Orange has gotten to him. It's a bunch of different things. And Joe, who at one time was very, very healthy looking and very stout, has put on probably close to 200 pounds. And your brother, you know what he went through, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just, am I not turned on? I got a red battery. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We have a red battery. Red battery alert. I gotta get it open first. Do we have a technician in the house? I don't know how to get it off.
You said technician.
Double A's. Two?
One.
No, I need two double A's.
Well, give me those.
Work? Testing? Okay, there we go. Thank you. In the 18th chapter, God is trying to give some more direction to his... There's a song from back in the 60s, or maybe early 70s. I think it was Foreigner, Janet. You would know that period. Called My Wayward Son. You remember that? My Wayward Son. I keep thinking of Israel as God's wayward son. Because he has done so much for them, spoiled them rotten, gave them what they didn't deserve, and now because of their evil desires, they can't hold on to it. Yeah, it started with them agreeing to have a king back when in Samuel's time. David was a good king. Saul was not. Here comes Solomon, the smart guy. But the smart guy had a bad habit. It's called women. And as he took in these 700 wives and 300 concubines, they brought their own gods. Well, we're told by Jehovah himself, he's a jealous God. So when they keep bringing in these false gods, it doesn't work with him. We pick up in verse 18. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. That's your introduction of something important. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. Now, have any of you all not had the privilege of seeing a true potter? I'm not talking about going to grocery store or some kind of shop and seeing those metal things or those clay things already made. This is where they would take a lump of clay, work on it, water it up some, make a glob of it. They would use what was called a potter's wheel. Now, they did not have electricity nor goat power. The potter's wheel would have a round thing, a heavy thing, up on top, usually a stone, and down below it would be a wooden wheel, smaller. And they would kick it with their foot, just kick, 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 on and on and on. And that would turn the potter's wheel. Then they could take, if they centered a pot, the clay in the middle, exactly in the right place, they would take and start shaping it as the wheel went around and around. Jenny, you've been to Bobby. You were thinking about that. Up about 20 miles from where they were born or where they were raised was a mountain. And it was full of good clay. And they, for years, and we don't know if it's still open or not, but they, for years, would make high-dollar, extremely expensive pottery. So expensive was it that some of it was actually sold in Tiffany's in New York. That's how good a quality it was. So now get that in picture of somebody sitting there with a kick going around and around and around, glob of clay in the middle. Okay, go from there. I saw him working at the wheel, but the pot he was shaping with the clay was mired by his hands. He slipped. He may have moved his hand too fast. Whatever it was, hurt the pottery. To make a bowl, they would start shaping with their fingers down in there and start pulling the clay away from the center and making a bowl or a pot, something along that line. They could shape it. They would do very good. Well, he messed it up. Well, he's not going to go to all the trouble to finish it when it's going to turn out a bad product. But fortunately, with clay, he could glob it all back together, work it down to the ball again, throw it back on top of the wheel, and start again. That's why it's called thrown pottery. My sister came down from Kentucky to see us. My sister came down from Kentucky to see my granddaughters and my grandsons. And she is a upper-level tier, nationally known, internationally viewed cake baker and cookie maker. Folks, are you ready for this? I about fell out. They make fancy-pantsy cookies. You know what they get for a fancy-pantsy cookie? Anybody say 40 bucks? You're right. One single cookie, 40 bucks. Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, she was teaching the girls. They were spelling their names with presses down. And you take something flat but make shapes out of it, you got some gob left over. I said, I'll eat that. They said, no, you won't. They rolled it back up, leveled it back out, and started again with the leftovers. Until you get down, you got space for one little star or something like that. So it could be reused, and that's what the potter's clay would be. They would take it and reuse it until they got the product they want. Now, he said he shaped it into another pot, comma, shaping it as it seemed best to him. These were creative people. And in their mind, they would envision, I want a bowl, I want a flat plate maybe, I want a jar, a water jar. A lot of times we see their water jars, and we're not thinking about like a gallon or a quart mason jar. It would be a body with a long stem that would come up, often with a handle, or they would carry it by the stem itself. And they would use that to pour the water, the juice, the wine, whatever it was, out of the jar. So now we got this going. And he made it what seemed best to him. The potter. Have that own way, Lord, have that own way. I am the potter, thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and shape me after thy will. That song was taken directly from what was done well over 3,000 years ago. Okay? Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter does? What did the potter just do? He reshaped it until he got what he wanted. Now, this is God crying out to Israel, through Jeremiah, I'm trying to help you. What can I do? Let's make this better. We go on. Like the clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation, I warn, repents of this evil, then I will relent and not inflict the disaster. Now, what that's telling me is I got to give you another chance. I've given you chance after chance after chance. I'm going to give you another chance. You remember in school, you didn't do too good on a project, or you had a bad day and the test didn't come out well, and you say, can I have a retake? Or can I? A do-over. I thought that was in golf. Mulligan. There's the golf man said, can I have a mulligan? Well, that's exactly, God is willing to give them a mulligan. Would you not think? Now remember, this is after David and Solomon. This is after the nations have broken up, their divided kingdom. Would you not think, when they see what happens to a nation that has not obeyed God and not listened to God and not done what they're supposed to do, would say, wow, we could be like that country or this country or this country. We could have locusts. We could have bugs. We could have viruses. I think that word pestilence that was used in the Old Testament, quite frankly. Anybody here not been listening to the coronavirus? Okay, I thought you would all be aware of that. That sounds like a pestilence to me. You can't see it. You don't know you've got it for 2 weeks, but you can spread it to somebody else. Chuck was telling me that his grandson is locked into a Navy ship over there in near Japan, the Sea of Japan, and they're going to let him out. Because everybody there has been there for over 2 weeks, so they're all isolated from it. And short of goodness, if one of them got off, or you brush somebody else on, it's going to spread like wildfire. So I see that word pestilence that's used in the Old Testament quite frequently. What have we had lately? Earthquakes? Floods? Go to Mississippi. Floods? Snowstorms? I think that's a pestilence too, but it's not described that way. But those kind of things. And what we see here is mankind fighting mankind. Look at the intercities. Look at, you know, I know you all have been there. I've lived in Chicago. You've lived near Chicago. Anybody else familiar with that area, Chicago? Several of yous, use guys. There are more people being killed in Chicago than Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria on our side. So it seems like, warning, 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 you know. And what are we doing about it? More and better or worse, whatever you want to say. So he's trying to give it. He said, I will repent. I will relent is the word. They repent, I relent. And I will not inflict on it any disaster. Well, we're planning and ready to work it out too. Owen, you're exactly right. But the issue is, he doesn't want to do it. The old thing that I'm, at least half of us here, ladies, I doubt if you've ever heard this before. This is going to hurt me worse than it hurts you. And some of us know exactly what that means. Right, Ron? Everyone know what it means. I'm thinking God's saying the same thing. This is going to hurt me worse than it hurts you. Even though it's going to kill you, I got to stay with it. Because you all have deserted me. What's the problem here is what I see. If another time I announce that a nation or a kingdom is to be built up and planted. All right, something positive now. This is going to be a good place. It's going to be in fertile ground. There's going to be crops and animals. Everything's going to be good. If I do that, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I've intended for it. So God's mind can be changed. We know the situation with Abraham. Well, he's actually Abram at that time. When God and the two angels came to him. And I'm going to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, no, 50 righteous, 20 righteous, 10 righteous, and there was nobody righteous. But he gave them a chance. And had they responded properly, I guess that death and destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, at least at that time. Let me give you another one. Have we not heard one of, you know, name three or four huge Old Testament Bible stories or characters we've heard about. Name a couple of them. Who? One time. Who? Moses, that's one. Give me another one. Come on. Who? What was Jonah's story? Go out and tell the king of Nineveh that if they don't straighten out, I'm going to tear this place up. In so many words. Jonah, unhappy about that, of course, did the whole whale thing. But Jonah went, and the king of Nineveh, which is Syria, you've heard of that lately, repented. And the people put on, as the king did, ashes on their head and sackcloth to wear, gunny sacks to wear. And God put off their destruction. Now they turned bad again, couldn't get out of their old ways, and then they were destroyed. But God did change his mind and did keep his promise. They changed. Therefore, say the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem. Now, pop it up, will you? The central, the states of Israel, the areas of Israel at that time. Say to, with Jerusalem in the center. Well, that's my story. If I can get you jumping. That's good. No, yeah, that's good. That's good. This is called Judea. After, of course, the son, number four, Judah. Called Judea, Jerusalem. All the others, see, from here all the way up to here, has been taken over. That's called Samaria now. These are the 10 lost tribes. Just in here is the part that still has a somewhat Jewish leadership, somewhat obedient to God, but a very small at times. He said, tell the area, or the they would call it a country, I would call it a state, you call it what you want to, and of Judah, and also the city of Jerusalem. Tell them, look, I am preparing a disaster for you, and devising a plan against you. If that doesn't make your blood run cold, nothing will. I got down in Texas, and I would love to see this place, but it's not on my list right now. The Alamo. Anybody been to the Alamo? Oh, you have. How would you like to have been? You been to Chicago and Alamo both? You a traveling lady. For that, I definitely envy you. Can you imagine now? Santa Ana's got 25, 50, 100 to 1. You got a bunch of tough old guys, but 25 or 50 or 100 to 1 is some pretty tough odds. And they have been told, we'll let your women out and children out because we're going to destroy everything's left. That had to be a chilling feeling to John Wayne, Jim Bowie. Who was actually the head of the Alamo at that time? I don't know. Or was any... Who? Fess Parker. After he got through being Daniel Boone, he became... But they know if they stay, they are dead. Now, because of them, of course, Santa Ana was held back. Sam Houston got his troops together and put whoop all over Santa Ana then. But you stay here, you're going to die. Not at that time, he wasn't ready. No, you're right, he wasn't ready.
They had to
hold them off. Well, that's what they did. Connie. How small is that building? Bigger than this building here? Smaller than this building here? It was a cracker house. I've got to be on my list.
That's just the chapel part they're talking about.
After I get through with Boston. Around it. Well, whatever happened, They did their task. But there's been times, you know, where hard things have happened. We say, I'm preparing a disaster for you. For some reason, American population loves, quote, disaster movies. Tiring Inferno. Titanic. The Twisters. That was a game, too. Is it because all the Bruce Willis movies? You know, what? I don't remember that one. Is that when the asteroid comes down and Armageddon? Remember when the asteroid comes down with Bruce Willis? See, we seem to be, and I guess the main thing we're saying, I'm glad I'm not there at that time. Not a good place to be. Well, you would think. Okay, I'm not going to mention any names, but about 3 years ago, we had an intruder. It would have been in 17, I guess, going on 3 years. We had an intruder come to town, threatened to come to town, by the name of, was it Irma? A bunch of people said, I've got to go. A bunch of people said, I'm not going. I don't want to be here when it happens. Of course, back when the Fabulous Four came through in 04, you know, about anywhere you run, they thought it was going to hit Tampa, so everybody came down here, and guess what? It hit Punta Gorda. Yeah. I'm preparing a disaster. I'm devising a plan against you, so turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. They had an out. They've got a mulligan. They've got a do-over. We don't have to go through this, is what Jeremiah. Now, how would you like to be the guy that takes that bad news? I got good news and bad news. Good news is, bad news is, the enemy's going to come and destroy you. The good news is, it's going to take a long time. You're going to suffer a lot. I mean, that's about what kind of thing he's telling them. But they will reply, it's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each one of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart. You think stubborn people know they're stubborn? I don't want to show hands. I'm just asking that as just a rhetorical question. Do stubborn people know they're stubborn?
You mean no finger pointing?
It's exactly right. And I know she didn't see that. I was working on a job yesterday, and a lady walks up with a pug. You don't know what a pug is. Well, this pug was a pug and a half. She had never had a diet on this dog. And the dog just stands there. He's too big to move. She says, it's the stubbornest dog in the world. I thought, who taught it that? Stubbornness of their evil hearts. If stubborn can change, God wants them to change. Now, the whole next thing is a poem about this and that and the other. We'll go down to 18. Then they said, come, let us make plans against Jeremiah. Have you ever heard, blame the message, not the messenger? Well, matter of fact, David, one time when he was being accosted, a Philistine came in and said, I've killed Saul and his sons. First of all, he didn't, but he said, I did. David was so upset that he had killed, particularly Jonathan, his best bud, and the king, and kings don't like other kings being killed unless they do it, that he put the guy to death. He blamed the messenger for the message, which was a lie. It's all his fault. Don't lie when you bring a bad message. Let's plan against Jeremiah for teaching of the law by the priest. What is the priest supposed to do? Was he not supposed to teach the law? Was he not supposed to present God's truth? Now, if Joe was here, Joe would be shaking his head right here, because Joe and I are in agreement of this. I think there's going to be a lot of preachers and Bible teachers and TV evangelists, et cetera, if you wish. They're going to have a tough time explaining to God why they did what they did and why they said what they said. I really think. Any of y'all Boy Scouts in the past? Boy Scouts, have you been seeing what's going on in the news? The Boy Scouts International are going bankrupt. And they think they have identified 7,000 pedophile scout leaders. Charles.
Sent some representatives around the house and said that two boys are in a tent playing around. What would after that, they started getting homosexual into the Boy Scouts. And I knew right there, that's when I quit that organization.
Out of here, huh?
It was going down.
Well, it's... They're going to reap the sadness of... And a lot of people are going to suffer for what few were allowed to do. And we could talk about the priests in the Roman Catholic Church, but that's a long story. We won't get through it today. But evil is being made acceptable. And that's the way the world is going. And I think most all of us here have the same impression, I hope you do, the same feelings about the abortion deal. And that is one of seemingly, for some of the political parties, that's your first test. Pro-abortion or anti-abortion. Pro-women's rights or anti-women's rights, if you would like to put it the way they do. They don't mention the baby, do they? Yes, Joey. Oh, really? I was not aware of that. For real? They support abortion? I have never heard that. I'm glad you made me aware of that.
I just bought a ton of Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I don't think you should eat them. Just give them to me. No, I did not. I did not know that. Is there a Susan Keller, or is there some kind of a one of their leaders, something that they that's got the abortion thing going for them? Well, again, our computer man comes through. Thank you, Norm. And this is less than a year ago. Less than a year ago. It has. Do you find? Is there another? Well, somebody's making money. I don't know. Well, I don't care if they're $10 a box if they're going to the wrong place. Or if they're free if they're going to the wrong place. Yeah. Well, I'm... Joy, thank you, but I was not at all aware of that. I just think those cute little girls with pigtails. There is another group. So now they're admitting to it or bragging about it. And you get somebody that the girls looks up to or the boys looks up to, and they start preaching to them, this is okay, this is what's expected to do. And it lights in probably a lot stronger than the parents do. Oh, yes, they do.
That any Girl Scout one on the top.
Hold on. Don't move, I can't see it. I lost myself. When you purchase Girl Scout cookies, you may think the proceeds are local, but only 10 to 20% is given to the local troop. The region council gets 65 to 75%. Then the... Somebody done put that frog in the water with the Girl Scouts, too.
I want a blue box of lemon.
Lemon drops.
Yeah. I don't know if they've had them before, but I bought them and opened them last night. There were 12 cookies in this box.
But it's not the issue about you got cheated. It's that they're collecting money for the wrong place.
Well, $5 for 12 cookies? It's ridiculous.
My sister sold them for $40 a cookie.
Oh,
okay. So come. No, let's back up. But teaching the law, yeah, the priest will not be lost. Nor will counsel from the wise. Nor the word from the prophets. So come, let us attack him with our tongues. They didn't physically go after Jeremiah. they had social media back then. It was just all mouth to mouth. Mouth to ear, I guess you would say. It was all social media, mouth to ear. And if you don't think it's going to get bad, if you got nothing to do tonight, and you know I don't talk about politics. I talk about politics in general, but I'm not going to get political in church. There's a TV show on tonight that might be some ugliness happen. If you got nothing else to do, and you know everything CNN is going to tell you anyway, what channel is the debate on? Yeah. I just want you, if anybody sees whether Bloomberg stand on a box or not, let me know. Listen to me, verse 19 says, O Lord, hear what my accusers are saying. Should good be repaid with evil? Now, what's happening? Mr. Jeremiah says, I've done what you told me to do. I went to the potter. I'm talking to the people. They're going to talk me to death. My dad was one that would, first of all, he'd shame you with words. Then if he was still mad, he'd hit you. Or switch you or something. But I'd tell you what, there's a couple times, I said, wait, we'll stop right here. I'd go out and get a switch. Go ahead and hit me. That your words are cutting me to pieces worse than the switch would. And evidently, Mr. Jeremiah felt the same way. Well, they're working him over. Mother's famous saying, sticks and
stones.
You all knew my mother, huh? Yeah. Words can hurt too. Words can hurt too. Maybe worse. Because you know, a phrase said can't be put back in. We've got to be careful. We go over to verse 19, chapter 19. This is what the Lord says. Go and buy a clay jar from the potter. Now that's that, the word of that jar there is one of those tall, thin neck jar, water jars. Take along some of the elders of the people and some of the priests. Now, he didn't say whether the loyal priest or the evil priest. I don't know. I have to think. They're probably the evil priest. But I don't know. We'll just go on and find out. Go to the valley of Ben-Hinnom. Now, Ben-Hinnom, as we've spoken before, is one of the sides of Temple Mount. See if you can put up Temple Mount. Or even the temple itself. Is one of the side valleys. Jerusalem, we've talked many, many times, is the highest point in Israel. Physically high elevation than any place else. So if you got a high place, what do you got next to it? Valleys. So there were valleys all the way around Jerusalem. And because it is a mountain range, there were different partitions on these valleys. Ben-Hinnom was a trash valley. It's where all their waste went, human waste went, dead animals went, bodies of Gentiles went. Anybody diseased and dead went. I mean, it was a garbage dump. You know where I'm talking about on Old Frankfort Pike. Did any of the rest of you all live in a town that had its own garbage dump when you were growing up? EPA won't let you do that anymore, I guess. Chuck? Nasty place, stunk all the time. Well, that sounds like fun. Have we got one around here? Amazing what you can do if you want to have fun. Thank you, Chuck. You really add a lot to my lesson there. It's a nasty place. It is what we often read in the Old Testament, the word Sheol, which is also called the Valley of the Dead, the Valley of the Damned, and it's also where the word hell comes from. Hades, or hell. So it's not a really highly desirable place. You got that picture with me? Go out there, near the entrance of the potsherd gate. Now, potsherd is the broken parts of a clay pot. The shears. It's what you find mostly when you do this archaeological digging stuff. Oh, do any of y'all watch Oak Island?
Yeah.
Captain. Not Dr. Spock. Captain Kirk is going to be on that now. That out. William Shatner, I think he'll use a taser or something. I don't know. But that's most of the time when they do some digging, that's what they find, broken pottery. in a lot of places. There proclaim the words I tell you and say, hear the word of the Lord. O you kings of Judah and people of Jerusalem, this is what the Lord Almighty God of Israel says. Give him his title. Here's now. You've got to wonder how these people are taken. That somebody here is claiming that he's a messenger of God. I think it was the state of Ohio or Kentucky or Tennessee. I think somewhere right along the 75 belt. That a guy sued the Department of Transportation because they would not give him his desired license plate. I think that the desired license plate was, I am God. And he won in whatever state Supreme Court that denied him that. And won a chunk of money too. So are they saying that he's not the authority we need to listen to? At least he feels that way. But for some reason, they're either afraid of Jeremiah. God put a shield around Jeremiah so they could not attack and kill him. Angel on his right shoulder, angel on his left, I don't know. But he's getting away with it. This is what God said. Listen, I'm going to bring a disaster on this place that will make the ears of everyone hear it tingle. Well, that is not a good announcement. About 6 or 8 years ago, we were at a storytelling event, and I got a call from my sister, who doesn't call me that often. I walked down the hallway to talk to her, and she says, your friend Harold, whose family has been here with the little granddaughters and daughters, your friend Harold just fell over the cruise ship and died. Well, we've taken vacations and done a lot of stuff with them. I sunk to the floor. I went straight to the floor. I didn't know what else to do. So I thanked her for calling me, and I called another friend. He said, now, here's what really happened. Harold had a heart attack on board the ship. They took a helicopter and flew him to Miami, and he's going to have surgery tomorrow. Well, that was a big difference. Yeah, I could breathe a little better. But did you ever just hear something, and you say, that's more than I want to handle. That's more than I can expect. That's what I feel that's going on here. Hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to bring disaster. It will make your ears tingle in disbelief, is what I want to add there. For they have forsaken me and made this place of foreign gods. The jealousy, again, of Jehovah is coming there. They have burned sacrifices in it to the gods that neither they nor their fathers nor the kings of Judah ever knew. They were creating new gods, making up new gods. Even back to the time of Solomon, who would have been considered a father of them, they were making other stuff. And they have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. Let me go down a little bit before we come back. They have built the high places to Baal. The high place means an altar. Okay, that's what it means. They have built an altar to Baal to burn their sons in the fire as offerings to Baal. Something I did not commend or mention, nor did it enter my mind. Do you find Jerusalem? A long time ago? Now, that's not the one I want. That's not it. No, it is him in it. In God? I'm God. I am. I'm God. Won 150,000. Well, of course it's in Kentucky. Why now, Janet? Glad we're down here.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, you got the temple? You got to go backwards. But that was an Ohio license, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. But he won it in Kentucky court, apparently.
I don't know. I didn't read the whole story.
Well, he's from.
Can you go to the sides? That's really the top part. I want to see more of the sides. Yeah, but that's still the bottom common court. I was hoping you show the mountain. There we go. There's more of the mountains than the one you got a plus on it. Yeah, that's it over here. Yeah. See, all around the base of the wall is a great number of mountains down here. You got any more? I don't want a lot. I don't want any. Well, look at the size. I guess just what we saw was good enough. Well, like right down in here. But there were certain areas that are condemned areas. See, that took more than 2 or 3 days to build. Thank you. All right. He says this. They have built high places to Baal to burn their offerings. And their offerings were their sons. Innocent blood. I'm sorry, I can't separate abortion from innocent blood. It's just there for me. And I haven't seen anything that's going to change my mind, or if it's going to change God's mind either. I did not command it or mention it, did not enter my mind. So beware, the days are coming, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call this place Tophiel, the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. Well, there was a movie made about 10 years ago called The Slaughterhouse Rules. And it was about abortion clinics. And then that young lady that came out of being an abortion nurse and has made involved in the Christian movies about that. Have you ever showed that one yet, Denise? Or is that too...
Unplanned.
Okay, thank you. So that's a strong one there. In this place, I will ruin the plans of Judah and Jerusalem. I will make them fall by the sword before their enemies at the hands of those who seek their lives. I will give their carcasses as food to the bird. Not even going to be buried. Birds are going to come by and pick their carcass. The birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. I will desolate this city and make it an object of scorn. Well, Mr. Nebuchadnezzar punched a hole in it pretty badly. Then in 70 AD, the Romans punched a hole in it pretty badly. And really from 70 AD until the Byzantines tried to take it over for a while, and then the Muslims got into it in about the 6th century AD. And then, of course, the Crusades were all about that. And they say at times that the streets ran, blood ran through the streets. It was that badly beat up. And it really wasn't, truly wasn't, in the 48, when the United Nations, because of the defeat of Hitler, began to rebuild and make it survivable. Type in Jerusalem 1948. See if it shows anything. When we were in school, we had a lot of the civics class and stuff, and they would show that the divisions, it's called the divided Jerusalem, it actually had barbed wire running through the streets with 50 cal machine guns up on top at lookouts. And if a Jew or a Christian came into their side of Jerusalem, they would just be shot down. There was that much anger and hatred involved in the area. And a whole lot of it is still going on if you follow Israel. He says this, I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and daughters. They become cannibals because they're hungry. And they had no regard for infant life. During the stress of the siege imposed on them by their enemies, who will seek their lives. So anything that was common, anything that normally would happen, when Nebuchadnezzar came in, and it was a long siege by them. Nebuchadnezzar's army wasn't big enough to overwhelm them. They waited them out and starved them out. And then the people, I mean, it would talk about during that period of time what a quart of dove dung would sell for food. I mean, it was that bad. And they were all forewarned. This isn't anything new to them. Well, they should have known it. Then he says, break the jar. While those of you who are with you are watching and say, this is what the Lord Almighty says, I will smash this nation and this city just as this potter's jar was smashed and cannot be repaired. They will bury the dead in Troplia until there's no more room. They've done filled up the valley with dead people. That's all they could do. You got one for me? Separation wall. So we always talk about East and West Berlin. This was happening way before East and West Berlin was going on. And you see, back down one. Go down one. See the Temple Dome right there where the circle is? That's where they're shooting, right at the Dome of the Rock, the part that they controlled. So it has not been a peaceful place. And we say until now, well, Anybody want to go over and spend 3 weeks in that part of the country? Might be a little rough with the rockets coming in any given time from the rebels in the Palestinian wars. Now, if Netanyahu and Trump can pull it off with whoever's the leader of the Hezbollah and the rebels now and make that two-nation peace thing going on, it might settle down. But, you know, you can make 99 people happy. You still got that one person that's going to ferment trouble and disagree. And if they're led by the devil himself, I believe they are, if they're led by the devil himself, they're going to not let it be peaceful. So this, quite honestly, could be considered a bummer couple chapters. But yes, yet, how many times did God say, I'll forgive you? I'll forgive you. We'll go on a little more. This is what I will do to this place and those who live here, declares the Lord. Verse 12, I will make the city like trumpets. The house in Jerusalem and those of the kings of Judah will be defiled like this place. Trumpeth, all the houses there will be burned, that burned incense on the roof, worshiping the other gods, will burn incense on the roof to all the starry host, poured out their drink offerings to other god. So they were even doing this worship even in their own houses. Get up on their flat top roofs. Since there wasn't a lot of rain, they had flat roofs, and a lot of times they lived up there on the roofs. It consumed them. It consumed them. Can you think of anything in our country? I've got an idea, and I may be totally wrong. Can you think of anything in our country in the last 10 or 12 years that's consumed people? You read my mind. The cell phone and the computer. Do you ever go to a restaurant, two people sitting on either side of the table, texting each other? That's what our kids did for a while. Janet Sue and Becky said, you ain't going to do this in here. Sit there and talk to your brother. Talk to your sister. Well, it's easier to text them, I'm thinking. You've lost the ability to conversate. Well, I don't like to type because I can't spell anyway. S-P-E-L is a hard word for me. Jeremiah then returned from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and stood in the court of the Lord's temple. Now, he's gone all the way up to the Temple Mount. He's gone all the way into the temple of Solomon. It's still there now, okay, because Nebuchadnezzar hadn't come in yet. Into the court of the temple, and said to the people, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, definition, explanation. Listen, I am going to bring on this city and the villages around it every disaster I pronounced against them, because they were stiff-necked and would not listen to my words. You brought it on yourselves. That's what he's saying that God said. It doesn't have to be this way. You know? I got a little thing on my GPS that will tell me if there's a speed trap ahead. So I slow down. Just 1 mile, because I'm only going 1 mile over, of course. I slow down. There'll be somebody barrel right by me. I'm thinking, ha! And about a quarter mile ahead, there's Mr. Blue Light. And I'm thinking, ha ha! You didn't have a GPS that said speed trap ahead. Do we learn? Do we learn? Then I'll, of course, extrapolate it out to today. How many things are going on in our country? We mentioned some horrible things already today in this class. How many of these things are going on today? And how much more don't we know that goes on in the world? I suspect there's a lot of crime and sin that goes on that we're not even aware of. They had a big concern in Miami during the Super Bowl about, I don't know how to even say this nice, human marketing,
sex trafficking.
That's not a nice word, but I can say it. They were worried about that in 2020. We're worried about selling women and children and young boys to perverts and just don't want to catch them. Charles.
Yeah,
I guess the question then begs to be said, when is God going to say, that's enough, I'm tired of him? That's enough. Any other questions? We're not going to start the next chapter with 2 minutes to go. I think it'll take chapter 20, if you would, please. And I think from now we'll probably pick up the pace just a little bit because we've got most of the details out. But chapter 20 next week. I'll need to write that down on my Bible.